Celebrate Palm Sunday, Jesus' triumphal ride into Jerusalem, as we heard on a colt. And this would have been, again, Sunday of that first, of that holy week. And Jesus, as we heard in the gospel, instructs his gospel before we started, when we blessed the palms. Jesus had come from Bethany and Bethphage. Remember, Bethany is where Lazarus and Martha and Mary lived. So just a little geography lesson. Jerusalem, if you go to the east of Jerusalem, maybe 2 miles, but directly east, that's where Bethany would be. And then Bethphage is a town on the Mount of Olives, which is about a mile to the northwest of Bethany. So it's about northeast of Jerusalem, about a mile. And it seems like that's where Jesus in that area would have mounted the colt that he had instructed his apostles to get for him, his disciples. And so then he would have started riding through Bethphage. And then as he came to the top of the Mount of Olives, he would have then started to head down, descend toward Jerusalem. And if you put the Gospels together, if you read Luke's account, it's interesting. Luke acknowledges and says, you know, that when he was going through Bethphage, it seems like they were putting down palm branches, the same as Mark's Gospel, as we heard. But then when he starts heading down to Jerusalem, Luke says something that's really interesting. He talks about how Jesus was weeping over Jerusalem. And Jesus, as we hear it in Luke's gospel, says that he's weeping because what's going to happen is that eventually the enemies of Jerusalem, of the Jews, are going to hem Jerusalem. They're going to basically put a palisade or a wooden wall around the city and trap the Jews within. And they're going to kill the Jews and even kill their children. And this does actually happen. Jesus is foreshadowing that. Then after he says this, Jesus says, the reason why this is going to happen is because you did not recognize the time of your visitation. You did not recognize the time of your visitation. Now, it's kind of, what does that mean? The time of your visitation. Well, it seems like there actually is in the church, there is what's called an episcopal visitation, where you have someone from the Vatican actually going. It's called a visitor. They actually go and they visit, like, you know, a seminary. We had a visitation when I was in seminary. Go to a religious order. They have a visitation. And so in general, you can apply the visitation to people, places, certainly organizations. Well, if you think about it from that perspective, Jesus is the visitor. Zechariah acknowledges this. Zechariah is John the Baptist's father. He acknowledges that God has visited his people to bring salvation. Then if you go to Jesus before what we heard today and after, certainly Zechariah acknowledges God has visited us. You go to the town of Nain, that's near in Galilee. And Jesus in the town, near the town of Nain, had raised a widow's son from the dead. This widow's son had died. And Jesus raises that son from the dead. And the people there proclaim, a great prophet has arisen in our midst. God has visited his people. So there's this idea of visitation, that Jesus is a visitor. And certainly he has come to save us. That's certainly a very important part of it. But also he has come, if you expand more on what a visitor from the Vatican would do, is they go and they review the faith of the organization, institution, the people, the faith, the discipline, and if there's any abuses that are going on. So you think about that to what Jesus did. Look at what did Jesus do in his public ministry? He was sharing with them, the Jews. Remember, the Jews had been given the faith through Moses. Jesus was sharing with them elements of the faith and how to buttress their faith, how to help them grow in their faith. And Jesus talked about disciplines, you know, how the Pharisees and the scribes were so focused on disciplines and they're losing the idea about what actually is the discipline called to. What is the discipline for? And so Jesus was calling out abuses in what was going on. So you think about Jesus is telling them, you missed the visitation. You did not listen to what I have called you to. You have not listened to that. Now, certainly we know that there were Jews that did follow. That's interesting. You know, if you think about it, Jesus hasn't yet entered Jerusalem. He's coming down the hill and he says this. So he eventually gets into Jerusalem. If you read Mark's gospel, when he actually gets to Jerusalem, Mark says it's actually late. Jesus looks around and he leaves. That's interesting. So it's almost like the Jews in Jerusalem, they have a different mindset than the Jews up in Bethphage. Remember, Bethphage and Bethany, that's where Lazarus was raised from the dead. He was raised from the dead in Bethany. So many of the Jews, we talked about this last week, many of the Jews were coming to believe in Jesus. So there's almost like there's a distinction there. I mean, we kind of wonder, why are the Jews in Jerusalem, why 4 days later did they turn against Jesus? Now, they were different Jews, it seems. And of course, the scribes and the Pharisees kind of riled up the people. They did not like Jesus. As we heard, they were envious. Pilate acknowledged they were envious of Jesus. They didn't want him to basically tell them to be better, to not be hypocrites. And he said that. If you go to Bethany, when he was speaking in Bethany, he really called out the Pharisees and the scribes. Really challenged them. So they were kind of a little upset. But Jesus is calling them to greater growth in their faith, to follow what God really was asking of them. So it's just interesting. And again, that actually happens, what Jesus foreshadows. The Romans come in 70 AD. They actually do surround Jerusalem. They put up a barrier so they can't get out. And many of the Jews die. Horrible, horrible thing that happened in 70 AD. So Jesus was weeping. But why was that? Because they were not following. They didn't follow what Jesus had asked, what the Lord God had asked. You see this in spades throughout the Old Testament. Over and over again, you see this where the people do not follow the Lord, and as a result, bad things happen. So Jesus is saying and reinforcing that, certainly for them, but also for us, you know. How are we living out our faith? You know, if we were really living out our faith as Catholics, all of us, I don't think we'd be seeing the problems that we have in our world today. Yeah. Catholics, we have to live out our faith. Really live out our faith. And follow the disciplines which the church has placed before us. You know, one of them obviously is to come to Mass every week. You know, this is like, well, it's not in the Bible. It's not, you know, some say, well, it's not in the Bible. Well, certainly the third commandment is remember to keep holy the Lord's Day. Well, what does that mean? Well, the church has said that every Sunday, you know, we have to fulfill our obligation. That's one of the disciplines the church has laid out. The church is speaking on behalf of Christ. So we follow that. You know? So it's like following our faith, living out our faith, not being hypocrites, and then following the disciplines that the Lord has put forward for us in our church. And then certainly there's to not allow abuses to enter in. Certainly, we've had abuses, so it's just to not have that happen. So we as Catholics, to be strong in our faith, really to follow what the Lord has asked of us. And this is important, and Jesus really is emphasizing that, and certainly we're called to the same. So we just pray, Lord, help us really to live out our faith, to be disciplined in following those things which you ask. You know, it's interesting, the Jews, St. Paul was going initially to the Jews. And the Jews were not being open to being transformed and changed and following the Lord. So Paul eventually goes to the Gentiles. And the Gentiles, what eventually happens is it seems that the Roman Empire is converted. The Roman Empire converts to Catholicism. And why does it convert? A big part is the faith of the Christians. They were martyred. The faith of the Christians had a huge impact on converting Rome. It's a powerful, powerful way. So, again, a good reminder for us, we have to live out our faith. Really follow those things that God has asked of us and allow Him, certainly with His grace, to change the world.